Your most dangerous enemy is not outside, it's you yourself. The sixth verse from the sixth chapter of the ancient Bhagavad Gita says, Bandhuratmatmanastasya yenatmaivatmanajitaha anatmanastu shatrutve vartetatmaiva shatruvata. Which means, for those who have failed to conquer themselves, they are their worst enemy. This ancient teaching reveals a very profound truth, which is that the most important battles in our life are fought within. And our swabhava, our inner nature, the core identity that we have, in turn dictates our thoughts, feelings, belief systems, emotions, and actions. And it in turn creates a certain kind of life for us. So this swabhava, our core identity, can hold us captive, or it can allow us to live an incredible life of greatness and purpose. In the next 13 minutes, through this important video, we will uncover the true nature of swabhava or identity. We will discuss how to transform our unconscious identity from an enemy to our greatest ally. We will look at the teachings of ancient Bhagavad Gita along with some of the concepts from human psychology, from modern books like Atomic Habits, to make true lasting change to our swabhava and live a conscious, fulfilled and an abundant life. So this will not be just a philosophical exploration, but it will have practical strategies for you to implement starting from today in order to create your ideal life. First, let's start with the unconscious identity, which is your greatest enemy. Now, what if I told you that there is an internal saboteur within you, which is working 24/7 against you, which is holding you back, which is not allowing you to experience fulfillment, experience joy, and experience success in different areas of life? Until you address this, until you become conscious of this, no matter how much you work, how hard you work, no matter how much you try, you keep getting stuck in the same places. This will happen for most of us. For years and decades, we get stuck at some level. All of this is tied to our swabhava, our unconscious identity. Now, one aspect of our swabhava is the mind. When unconquered, the mind becomes our greatest enemy. It manufactures obstacles through an endless stream of negative thought patterns. I'm not good enough. This is too difficult. I'll never succeed. These systematic attacks from within are designed to keep us in our comfort zone, regardless of how uncomfortable that zone actually is. The dangerous thing about this is that all of this happens below our awareness. We are not conscious of this. Most of us work really hard. We spend a lot of time, resources, effort, and energy in achieving different things. But below the conscious level, below the conscious mind, all these negative patterns are holding us back. It is very important to understand this and resolve this. And we do not recognize these thoughts as separate from ourselves. We identify with them completely, transforming passing mental states like anxiety, inadequacy, and overwhelm into our reality. For example, an entrepreneur can take years and years preparing to launch his or her business. He might prepare a business plan, he might create a strategy, and he might do endless research. But something will keep stopping them. Something from within says the economy is not right now. The investors are not there. The opportunity is not there. Or the market is not ready. Or something else. Now, these things might be true, but that is not the point. In one way or another, our identity wants to be comfortable. So if we have to do something else, we have to become someone else. That is really important to grasp. As per Vedanta, our true nature is infinite. We are the infinite consciousness. This is called as Swarupa. Swarupa is our true nature. But yet, right now, it is as though that infinite consciousness, which is our true nature, has identified with this ego or this unconscious identity and living a limited experience. So our Swarupa is identified with our Swabhava. Our Swabhava is the unconscious identity. And this Swabhava is in turn dictating our life. It is controlling our life and it is creating a certain kind of life for us. But then again, this Swabhava, this identity is not who we are. It is not who we truly are. Although most of us have become this, most of us do not create a gap between our awareness and this identity. We are not this identity. So since our true nature is that consciousness and we are simply temporarily experiencing this identity, we can look at this identity or Swabhava as a mask over that infinite consciousness. Since this is a mask, this can be changed, this can be refined, this can be worked upon. So by doing this, we can also refine and reform our reality itself. Modern psychology talks about this through concepts like cognitive distortions and confirmation bias. When our mind decides we are incapable of success, it selectively notices evidence supporting that belief while filtering out contradictory information. Through neural pathways strengthened by repetition, these self-limiting beliefs become self-fulfilling prophecies. So the untamed mind and the unconscious identity keeps us stuck in preparation without performance, learning without application, and planning without execution. This is why working on ourself and transforming our Swabhava is essential for both spiritual progress and material success. So the external world doesn't lack opportunities, but our perception simply filters them out. With this, let's come to the second part, which is the conscious identity that is your greatest ally. Those walls of limitation are not permanent structures. They are mental projections that can be broken down. The same mind that once built barriers can become the architect of bridges to possibilities you haven't yet imagined. As Bhagavad Gita teaches in the verse 6.5, let a man be lifted up by his own self. Let him not lower himself, for he himself is his friend and he himself is his enemy. Again, this verse points towards the essential nature of reality. It states, we are our friend and we are our enemy. When we cultivate a conscious identity and when we tame our mind and bring it in alignment with our vision for our ideal life, it becomes our greatest ally. It can do incredible things for us. It can identify solutions, find opportunities, and help us live in fulfillment and focus. This disciplined mind directs its power toward productive creation rather than worry or negative projection. This transformation creates a fundamentally different quality of life. Decisions become clearer without the fog of overthinking. Mental energy becomes available for deep work and creative insight. The inner self achieves states of flow more readily. Those precious periods where time seems to expand and productivity multiplies. These benefits compound over time, creating upward cycles of success and fulfillment instead of the downward spirals of frustration and anxiety. This is what we call the art and science of conscious creation, and this is what we focus at the Advaita Conscious Society. More on this at the end of this video. But the scientific research validates all this. There are different methods, which we will discuss next, through which you can convert these self-defeating patterns into supportive mental habits that serve our highest aspirations. With this, let's come to the next part of the video where we will discuss identity-based habits, a concept from the book Atomic Habits. While most people obsess over what they want to achieve, the master conscious creators ask a different question entirely. They ask, who is the type of person that could get the results I want? So in the book, The Atomic Habits by James Clear, there is a concept called identity-based habits. Let us understand this through my own example. Now recently, from a few days, I have begun waking up at 5 a.m. I had this goal from some time now, but I always justified me waking up a little late by saying that I sleep late because I have a lot of work and this is not compatible with my schedule. But recently someone told me that you are doing most things right, but you need to wake up before 5 a.m. to see the next shift in your life. And I felt resonated with this and I began to wake up at 5 a.m. Now, here is why this is interesting. From many years, I tried to wake up a little bit early. Let's say I was waking up at 7 a.m. I thought waking up at 6:30 will be easy. You know, doing incremental changes instead of directly waking up at 5 a.m. maybe would work better. This didn't actually work. But what actually worked was me changing my identity altogether. I began identifying myself as an early riser. I just shifted my identity and my swabhava with respect to me waking up. And now for an early riser, waking up at 5 a.m. is natural. An early riser doesn't need discipline to wake up in the morning. A lion doesn't need discipline to hunt. Hunting is its nature. A fish doesn't need discipline or willpower to swim, right? Swimming is in its nature. Just like this, when we shift our identity altogether, we can bypass discipline and willpower and act from that place of identity, from that swabhava. We have this power if we practice it. Let's look at some examples here. Instead of saying I want to lose weight, say I'm becoming the type of person who moves every single day. And even Bhagavad Gita was trying to tell us the same thing thousands of years ago. In fact, Krishna says in one of the verses, no matter how much people learn, ultimately they do things based on their swabhava, based on their identity. So, superficial learning and following superficial techniques will not help unless we change our identity itself. So, this is the most important thing to grasp. With this, let's come to the final part where we will discuss some of the practical tips from Atomic Habits to change our habits and integrate new positive habits into our swabhava so that we can see a profound change in the quality of life that we experience. The first and the most simple technique is something called as habit stacking. This is identifying or linking a new habit to an existing habit through which the resistance to adapting the new habit, comes down dramatically. Let's understand this through an example. Let's say you wish to meditate from tomorrow. You can say, I will meditate as soon as I wake up in the morning and before I go to bed at night. Now, waking up in the morning and going to bed at night are habits that you already have. When you stack the new habit upon the old habit, following the new habit and making it a part of your life becomes easier. So it's as simple as that. The author also speaks of making the habit more obvious, attractive, easy and satisfying to create a structured path so that adopting these habits becomes natural and easy. With this, let's come to the 2-minute rule, which is another tool that you can use. So the 2-minute rule simplifies habit initiation by ensuring new behaviors take less than 2 minutes to perform. For example, you can transform your mornings by starting with just 2 minutes of journaling. Later, once it becomes a habit, you can do 30 minutes without struggle. If you wish to read more books, begin with a single page. This approach lowers the initial barrier, making consistency possible. Once you start, you often continue beyond the 2-minute mark, entering states of deep focus. All these tools are well and good, but the fundamental wisdom that we need to grasp from Vedanta and Gita, which is beyond modern psychology, is this. We are in our nature, pure awareness, and our swabhava is an accumulation, it's a mask over it. So initially, we need to create a gap between our awareness and our identity. This can happen through meditation. Just 10 minutes of simple awareness meditation can create this gap, which will in turn make it easy for us to work on our identity and mold it the way we wish to. And this will in turn mold our life itself, and it will create the life that we truly wish to live. So again, like Gita says, for those who have conquered themselves, they are their best friend. So become your own best friend. And there will be no power in this world to stop you. Start with simple positive habit integration. Start with a 10-minute meditation or start with waking up early, whatever feels right, to move towards conscious living and conscious creation.